Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, this is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray, welcome to it on a Sunday. And thank you so much to Bahle. She's coming back with you again tomorrow. And she will do what she knows how to do best as she could. And we are taking it over here. And of course, we are going on with the program. And I trust that you will enjoy it so much. There's quite a lot of songs that I think we should play which relate to today, you know. Yeah, man. I don't know if you know Eldebarge. And also, I will try. I'll try just by all means to play some of the things that you haven't heard. You haven't heard in old. You know, the those songs that you haven't heard in old. And I'll try to play those songs, and hoping that you will enjoy them so much. One of the songs is this one. Six, five, seven, Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. The Sunday with Ray. And of course, I will be joined by Sipho Paulus, Jablan Dominic, and the Colonel Mto Mota.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The music of Eldebarge there. The Lord is my light is the name of the song. We started with that, and we are going to take it through, man. Some old song we will play. And I trust as we do that, the Father just do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. Sunday Live.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right, then, we trust the Father is doing you good, and our guests are all on the line. Let me start with Umfundisi Mota. Greetings to you, sir. Welcome.
Greetings. Thank you so much for welcoming me, and being here at Kwetsusi.
Yeah, ngizwa kahle ngathi bowugibela ama steps nje or ose KZN njengomdeni wami.
Usungizwa kahle manje mfundisi.
Ya singiyakuzwa ngathi bowugibela ama steps or upaka amabhavu lapha phezulu bathi waneke lapha ebodeni amabhavu. He madodhe yakhumula kudala amabhavu bebafaka ispeaker ebodeni bese balineka ibhavu lapha yami.
I know, bengathi
wehla. Nebhayisikile uthola bafake ispeaker lapha balinika ibhayisikile lilapha ebodeni ekamereni. Hayi makuba ndingazeniboni lezi nto madoda ndisesebancane.
Mfundisi ngiyazazi lezo.
Uyazazi?
Ngiyazazi mfundisi. Ngiphulele emakhaya phela mina.
Yeah. Ibhayisikile bakokodele ipikiri ebodeni lihlezi lapha ebodeni.
Kufanele ugibele phezulu ukuze ulithule.
Ekamereni lakamkhulu nakhona uyoliqalaphi?
Angeke ulithole ibhayisikile lakamkhulu kubekelwe yena leyo.
Nebhavu. Nebhavu laphaya, nebhavu lapha ekamereni. Ugogo uneka ibhavu, mkhulu ufaka ipikiri baneka ibhavu laphaya.
Hey. Yazi mfethu, mawukhuluma ngebhayisikile likamkhulu.
Yeah.
ngaqala ukuligibela ngiphasa ugrade 12.
Cabanga.
That was the first and the last time.
And bawuloku libheka yonke leminyaka uloku libona.
It's a privilege.
Yeah, kakhulu.
Opportunity.
Kakhulu, kakhulu. Hey. Hi. angazi abanye ukuthi bayazi ukuthi bokudliwa amasi ushaya isibovu indaba yokuthi kudliwa inyama bedliwa abantu abadala uthola ipheki winuka kamlani kodwa nina niyophuza niyodla ipapa nobisi
yeah
ushaya isibovu
Okay,
from Lazo, the Nayo Gindaba. Yeah, man's a green. Yeah, I good to my daughter. Fancy bong and coast last week. Zella says I was good. I'm a rice. Irice Munabo was 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Actually, Irice Boibala Nabo Mercedes Benz. Isinto zeyiqhumama lezi izinto zeyinkinsela uyabona
yeah into bongayicabanga nokuyicabanga le
cha
yeah
cha cha
lawo mathu lawo wandla nje yenzele uvuke kuseni uyosenga
ya uvuke kuseni uyosenga hey madoda hey madoda ah
wale wasenga lathi seligcwele ibhakethi inkomo yalikhahlela
ha unkosi yami Hawu uyocala phansi futhi niyazi ukuthi kuphuma kanjani uyocala phansi futhi ene yipi inkomo ezafuna ukuthi uyise ngoba umbele wayo uzabe sewubhlungu phela
Yeah
ayobuya kuwe
uyolithetha ligcwele lelo qala ukuthi bonene wenzani
wenzani
Yeah
ayi uzana enye indaba jabulana leyo ke ngiyizwa ngendaba angikaze ngisenge mina Ngikhulele lokhini phela aw Nkosi yami. Kukhala do do da 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 ti 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 gum gum tigum din 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 tu do ti 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 magyongenisa maso bazosifundekela ke ngale yongoma. Usantswara matheka usantswara matheka hey madoda. Izokhala kuze kushaye i new year iqala manje lengoma. Yeah.
Hey.
Anyway. Nisaphila kodwa Jabu?
Ah my friend, ngiyaphila kakhulu man. Hey, siyabonga kakhulu umusa lo ngaka. Wasitakula kumuzo le inkalo ngizibekile nje inkalo zangakithi.
Hey madodhu.
Ezinhle fresh air, no air pollution.
No air pollution.
No, aw nje kuthula kuphela okudlula ukuqonda konke. Siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu. Good to join my friend.
Umndeni wami wonke ukhwele ibhanoyi ke namhlanje bahamba beza lapho vele. Balapho nawe. Bakhona, balapha eThekwini. Bonke
bazothola lo moya lona umoya lo.
Bathi angithi bokufanele sihambe 5 days, bathi hayi no hamba nathi 6 days ngithi 6 days. Ngasebenzi vele. Phela mina ukukhumbula ukuthi owamsebenza kulo akusilo obhadalayo no lifa ngithi
Yeah.
Owamsebenzi ukushumayela manje madodla. Ngiyocela laphayana akekho umuntu ofuna ukwenza ama show wami. Akekho abantu bakwayadelela ri. Sabasaba thina. Hawu Nkosi yami. Hey. So
I know and atbangajabule.
Hey. Ayibayo ay baqalile sebangithumele nama video balapha ya.
Phakathi.
Phakathi kuphi konje yinde yandawo leya nami.
Oremdluti.
Ya, balapho futhi bakwenyinda kunale sababu ephezulu kweintaba leyana bathini?
Yeah.
Ya, balapho ke ngithe madoda bekumnandi mina. Hey kumnandi.
Hayi abajabule.
Ya, sengihlezi ngiyone lapha endlini the whole week.
Yeah, bayabathizile bandiza ngoba hayi emgaqweni akhambeke.
Akhambeke emgaqweni, abandizile pha mawundiza le phezulu kwamafu ihlobo kushisa bhe.
Kakhulu nami vele manje ekhaya ayi lengibambile iqo uza kaNkuluNkulu hayi siyagcina sifike but
yeah
ngona they decided to fly
yeah siyabonga
hayi ngilele nakubafowethu fundisa umotha
mfowethu
Sipho abalaleli bonke negama lika Yahushua HaMashiach
hallelujah
amen
asibingeleleke uSipho Paulos hey Sipho
Ngibingelele mfundisi le, usaphila kodwa mfundisi wami.
Ngiyaphila kunjani kodwa ngakuwe?
Ah, msayipho, saw, paisa mndeni. Paisa. Send me out. Popozane, pore. Ngiyabingelela balele makhaya igamele inkosi. Mfundisi Motha. Yabingelele ngisakhuluma ngento ehakwayo madodisi agila nisazisho neyicipu jabulane zayihakwa lezi zinto sengizabuka ukuthi nanishaya ngazo layihakwa ngomva bomnyaka abe nephini la mama laphaya
nephini hey madoda hey ya
kwakukuningi
kwakukuningi iphini lakhona balibhale ngephogara le ishisayo balibhalile Mahadebe. Hey,
hey. Yes, I get
I get it. Mfundisi Motha nawe ke Jabulani my friend sibonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga Dudwane.
Yeah, we are talking about the walk of believers. What is the walk of believers even all about? Inkambo yethu njengabantu abakholwayo. Kufanele kube inkambo enjani? We live in a time where sin seems to be abounding. Yeah. And the things that are or were regarded as sin by the word. People have gone on to change those things and say, no, man, you know, it's not a sin. Many things that were deemed as sinful have become quite acceptable. Things that were deemed as nothing have become quite acceptable. People basically have gone on to actually accept those things which the word regards as sinful. And people have said, no, this is acceptable, you know, and have gone on to say, God understands. Check out, I use the word God. Say, God understands. So you wonder who they're talking about. And of course, also they go to an extent of even changing the ordinances of the Most High. And this is deemed as impucuko, modernization, civilization. And people are saying, no, we are moving with the times. I was playing some record, which I have heard for quite some time, of this lady who turned out to sing gospel. And I know this lady was one of the major artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She is there. And then I've been marveling at the music and the songs. Then I started to realize that now, man, most of the songs that are in this album are actually songs that were secular. They've just changed the lyrics. But what about the spirit that rides the notes, the beats? What about that? The spirit that rides the beats. Those spirits that ride the beats. Those are in music, they understand what I'm talking about. Anyway, what is the walk, the kind of life that believers must live before the Father? Proverbs chapter 4 verse 26 says, ponder the path of your feet and let your ways be established. In other words, your ways must be grounded on the foundation, which is Christ, the rock. Look at your ways. Look at your steps, ponder at your feet, and let your walk be established. What does it mean? Your walk can only be established if the foundation is Christ. because he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If he is the way of your walk, so if our walk is not on the way that is Christ, then we are not walking a believer's walk. Sikhonza amasonto, we are not walking a believer's walk. Sikhonza bo pastor, we are not walking a believer's walk. Sikhonza ama miracles, we are not walking on a believer's walk. It should be Christ. And if Christ is not the focus of a church, a ministry, a message, a preaching, that preaching does not speak or influence positively the walk of believing. And these days we find ourselves riddled with many theories of how to understand the Elohim. And many people would say, this is how you should understand him, this is how you should understand him. And then others are saying, hey, we were looking at Jerusalem on YouTube and he has arrived. Yet the word says, everyone will see him on the face of the planet. No, look at your news, you'll see. There's a big trumpet that people are complaining about in the Middle East and also in the West. Massive. It's like aliens are landing. Others saying it's the trumpet. Others saying it's those difficult times that are coming in. So if things like that are happening, our walk should be established upon the path that is Christ. That's only where we will find our salvation. All right, if you get on also to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3, it says, many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Elohim, to the house of Yahuwah, the Elohim of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Elohim from Jerusalem. Come, let us go to the house of the Elohim of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways. The walk of believers is a walk that has been taught by the Elohim himself. It's not a walk that comes out of a church tradition. It's not a walk that comes out of a denominational influence. It's a walk that is taught by the Elohim himself through Christ. And I wonder if we give ourselves time for that. A walk that is taught by the Elohim himself, Yahuwah, the Creator. If it is him, our Heavenly Father, Abba, if it is him that teaches us his ways, then our walk is established. Our walk is a walk of a believer. It's not taught by any tradition of man, but by the living word of the Father. I don't know if we are walking the walk. And the question is, tonight, are we walking the walk? What kind of a walk should believers walk? What kind of a walk should we walk? What does the word say? Ukufaka ijoyini, is it a walk? Ukufaka into elibhashi, isambatho, ukubamba isikhali, ukufaka ikhololo, ukukhuluma ilimi, is it a walk na? Ukushumayela ngesilungu, is it a walk? Ukuba umzalwane, is it a walk na? I'm just asking that. And the word says, it should be him who teaches us his ways. For our walks to be established, like we said in the first verse of Proverbs 4:26, then we should do what is written in Isaiah 2, verses 3. It should be him who teaches us his ways. Then we know his ways, and he teaches us to walk. Then he places us on his ways. Then he makes us walk. He teaches us to walk in his ways. Asima automatic sinozenzela nje. Now when you look also in Isaiah 38 verses 16, oh Elohim, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. What are these things? It is the precepts of the Father, the laws of the Father, the commandments of the Father. It says, by these commandments, men live. By these commandments, our lives are preserved. By these commandments, you are able to restore us and make us live. How is our walk? Our walk is the walk of the commandments of the Father. It's not a walk of I am a work in progress, or the Father understands, or even Jesus was tempted. It's not that kind of walk. It's not a kind of walk where we say on ourselves that, yeah, but he understands, okay, I'm still a good person. It's just that nyawa laga ngane. I'm human. It's not that walk. Yoguti, anyway, I'm human. To be human, to err is human. To forgive is divine. Which scripture says that? I've heard it many times. And of course, also in Romans, in Romans chapter 6, verses 4, it says, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. And what is this newness of life? It is a life where we are resurrected with Christ, born again. Not the old life. We now walk in the new. We live in the newness of life. And when we live in the newness of life, then we are on the way. Our walk is established. Today, abantwana babafundisa ukhulela enkonzweni uyazi nokurana inkonzo, uyazi ukurana yonke into, aze abe umfundisi, aze abe ubishop, aze abe yiyo yonke into. But this person is not established in the walk of his ways. Yeah.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The name is Ray and I'm talking to Pastor Mota. And Pastor Mota is also on the line also with Jablan Dominic and also with Sipopoulos. Jablan, I know that I only had 30 minutes with you. And I know Utupi is now corner. If you can answer the first question, what is the walk of believers? How should we walk?
Thank you very much, my friend. I really love the way you explained it, you know. And also, there are some examples that you made which made me to question if is that indeed the sign of the walk of believers, like our attires, you know, the buildings that we build to name them, the our churches and also our places of worship, and also, you know, like just the manner in which we conduct ourselves, especially nowadays. If it really still shows, or if it's still really the walk of the believers,
But according to scripture, you really also, I think, backed it up so that you can. I think it's an opportunity for every one of us to do a self-introspection, to check if our walk is according to the word of the Father, or it's according to the traditions of men, or the customs that we have formulated ourselves, you know. Yeah. So, like, just to support, in Deuteronomy 5:33, the Word of God says, you shall walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may go well with you.
Yes.
And that you may live long in the land that you shall possess.
Mm.
This is the walk of the believers, or this is the walk of the children of the Father.
Yeah.
To walk in all his commandments. So it means, if the manner of your walk is not according to the commands of God, so you're still walking according to the commands of men, or according to your own commands, or commands of your cultures or customs. You know, like we are in September, where it's declared as the traditional month. You know, people are going to be, you know, my friend, you only touch on that one. But the big question is, are you living in a manner that really it's according to the commands of the Father, or it's according to the traditions of men or the customs of men? Because that's his walk. It's when we are living according to his commands.
Yes.
And it also promises us a blessing that you may live. When we live according to his command, there is life.
Yeah.
And also, it says it may go well with you. When we live according to his commands, it goes well with us. You know? But if it's according to our own commands, or the commands of men, or the traditions of men,
yeah,
it means we will not live. There is no life there. And also, it will not go well with us.
Yeah.
There is a way that might appear in the eyes of men that seems to be good, but its end result is destruction.
Yes.
So that is why now we need to check, as I'm saying, that we need to really do a self-introspection and just be able to understand if the way that you have taken is according to the way of the Father, or it's the way of maybe like the customs or traditions of men. So I can just simply define it like that, my friend, that it's when we walk according to the command of the Father, and then we live, and also it goes well with us because of we are obedient to the commands of the Father.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Jabulani, I know ukuthi Guppies lapho kakhulu angithi.
Yes.
You will tell me, should we release you now?
No, we can just, I think we still have maybe 15 minutes to go, my friend.
Oh, okay. Then let me ask you another question then. Much of the times, people walk a walk of their friends, you know, in the churches. Okay, one of the people who meet in the church, and then they form a clan or a gang, and they start to establish and develop their own kind of walk. Bese baqala izinto zabo, bazenzela izinto zabo ezingakhonjwanga uNkulunkulu. So if zonke izinto abantu abazenza zikhonjwe uNkulunkulu, you don't have to worry. But bukhona laba, then you'd find ukuthi their walk, it's a walk nje yobungane. Makunga backslider one bayo wabonke puru. And we find that phakathi kwabantu abathi abazalwane much of the time. What do you say there?
Yeah, you're definitely right, my friend. That's why, especially, you know, this time that we are living in, we're seeing like many of those happening amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
Like I was watching another clip, my friend. You know, social media, it depends on how we use it, but it can really teach us a lot. This brother was sharing a clip recorded by another brother. And then he was saying that, you know, I went to Durban, and then I was wearing my own attires. Like, you know, I think it was Xhosa attires, like, you know, those beads, beautiful beads, and also those, you know, the Xhosa attires.
Yeah.
And so this brother went to church, one of the churches in Durban. He didn't mention the name. And when he came into the church, and then he now just saw a man that was parked before maybe he approached the door that enters into the church. And the man approached him to ask him that, then, where are you going to? And then he said, no, I'm coming to church, you know, the brother. And then he said, no, you can't come to church like this. I don't know what he meant when he said like this, you know. So that brother is a believer. That is called to evangelize and preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Yeah.
But they turned him down in the church because of the way that he was dressed. So now the big question is that the way of the Father, or the way of man, or the way of the church?
Hey, Mateo.
You know, because, you know, the father says, everyone who comes to me, I will never cast away. And he even, you know, if there is something about the father, he looks into the heart.
Yeah.
But we look into the outward appearance. You know, those are the ways of men that we want to welcome people because how they are dressed, how they look, what they have, what bank account, what balance they have. We don't want to accept people as they are and let the father change them the way that he wants. So it's so sad. We need to really come back into the way of the father of walking according to the spirit, according to Galatians 5:16. It says, but I say, walk by the spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. But we still all, we see all these gratifications of the flesh, lust of the flesh manifesting in our midst and all idolatry. Last week we were even touching on idolatry and also even adultery, you know, and fornications and all these things. It's because of we have lost the way of the Father, which is the way of the Spirit, to walk according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. You know, the thing that we see people claiming to be prophesying, you know, like we know that all these false prophets that have been exposed on TV, all these false prophets, the miracles that they were claiming that they were doing, fronting with people, preparing them so that they can pretend as if they were dead or they were sick or they are risen from the wheelchairs. You know, the word of the Father prophesied that they will be exposed. What is hidden, what is done in secret will come into the light.
Yes.
These are the times because they are not walking into the ways of the Father. The way of the Father is of the Spirit. And therefore, when we do so, we don't even accommodate any ways of the flesh in our midst. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu. I think then we can release you then, my friend.
No, I appreciate it.
And minister to the people, minister to the people there. Inkosi kubusiso sikhonzele kakhulu ekhaya batshela ukuthi hey benginoray usiye iphupopozana madla ngampisi. Madla ngampisi uthi hayi phela benginayo. Yeah, umasini umfiso mabela made. Batshela uthi hey phela uthi sanibonani, uyabona.
Andizobingelela kakhulu, my friend.
Asibonge kakhulu.
Asibonge kakhulu. Nkulunkulu anibusise nabalaleli bonke. Bafowethu Sipho, anginibalekeli bafowethu. Ngisayo shumayela khona la kwelakithi emsinga. Siyabonga.
Awuzeke.
Amen.
Awuzeke. Yeah. Siyabonga Jabu. Now, and of course, let me come to you, Sipho Paulus. Khatebe. How? Sipho. Eh, bagit. Ubalekileke uSipho. Ngizomthola kahluphi. Mfundisi Motha, ithi ngize kuwe ke. Ngingene kuwe mntana enkosi. When we talk about a spiritual reputation, according to you, sisho ukuthini?
Mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu. We thank the Father once again for this topic that is so wonderful again tonight. When we speak, Mfundisi, sikhuluma ngokuphila nangokuhamba obungcwele, ukuhamba ngokuthembeka phambi kukaNkulunkulu, where our life demonstrate the light of God, our life demonstrate the love of God. When we speak of the spiritual reputation, okusho ukuthi impilo yethu it is aligned to the will of God. Ati uDavide, I seek to, with all my heart, ukugcina izimiso zakho, in other words, to follow your commandment. So leyo nto leyo ikhombisa bona ukuthi we can only be able ukuthi sikwenze lokho when we are rooted and grounded in Christ himself, because he's the one that will be able to guide us ekuhambeni kwethu as we walk in the presence of God. And athi uNkulunkulu, walk before me blamelessly, kusho ukuthi amagama sikhuluma ngomuntu ohamba ongenasici. Earlier you have quoted the book of Romans chapter 6 verse 6.
Yes, sir.
Where it says that ngokuba sisafa naye, and we have been awakened or risen to the newness of life. Okusho ukuthi ngamanye amagama, all the old nature of sin ayisabalwa ngakithi, but now we are walking in the light of God, and we are walking to please him And so whatever that we do, akusatholakali sici sokona. We don't speak as ngani I am just a human. So therefore I'm bound to make mistakes. But when we speak of a spiritual reputation in Bundes, we're speaking of the one whose eyes are on Christ. It is ngankulunkulu keep amehlo enu mawabheke ku Christ Jesu is the author and the finisher of our faith. I want to say, Mfundisi, when we speak of the work of the believers, we are speaking in walking in holiness. As the word of God says that for in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse number 7, it says, for God has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. In other words, the work of the believer should be in holiness. In other words, as a believer, you need to stay or abstain from any kind of sexual immorality or of any kind of sin. We flee from sin. We walk because the word of God says, Mfundisi, we should be holy, for He is holy. So therefore, we need to understand, ukuthi, our body, it is actually the vessel that should possess holiness and honor. So therefore, it is the vessel that the Spirit of the Lord dwells. So we need to be able, ukuthi, we have the power to control our body, not to be controlled by it. And that we can only be able to do it, my brother, when we walk in obedience to the word of God. We need to be obedient to the word of God and to be obedient to His commandment.
Yes.
And therefore, we need to understand that we have been set apart, not by our own self, but Christ has set us apart, has made us holy to be that chosen vessel for God Himself. In other words, in Zimbabwe, to finally ukuthi ikhazimulise uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
So that the world, even those who are in the dark, can see ukuthi kunomehluko with this particular person.
Yeah.
So in other words, if you call yourself a believer, akufuneki ubonakale uphila like any even nangabantu abangakholwa. But kufanele ukuthi kubonakale in your life, in your conduct, that indeed there is a difference. Indeed, this person is the right relationship with the God, with God the Father,
yes,
who has called us into holiness,
yeah,
through His Son, who has died for us. And we can be able to do that, in Mfundisi, if we allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us and to guide us, because through Him we can be able to do that. But if we sing now Christ in our life, if we have not accepted Him, we shall not be able to do that.
Mm.
So therefore, a walk of a believer is somebody who has reckoned himself. The word of God says in Romans 6, verse 11, it says, likewise, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So therefore, we should not let any sin have dominion over our lives.
We
should count ourselves as dead, not to say that I'm still here and mhlabeni and he's still doing 1, 2, 3. So therefore, if we are measuring ourselves, then we are not walking the walk that the Father requires from us. If we measure ourselves with people, we should not be people pleasers, but we should be the pleasers of God. And if we please God, and then we shall be able to walk the worthy work of the Lord. We should not ukuthi usindisiwe nje ngebe ngikhuluma ngomlomo, but inkambo yami ayikufakazeli
lokho.
Inkambo yethu kufanele ikufakazele ukuthi indeed we are walking in the light. The word of God says we must walk in the light because He is in the light. In other words, akufuneki kube khona nokuncane of darkness okuyisona okutholakala sikwenza sithi ngani uDecember ngani uChristmas ake ngiyithokozise. We should at all times,
yeah,
as we conduct ourselves, we conduct ourselves in the light as the world sees us, as knowing that the Father himself sees us in everything that we do, and in everything that we do we glorify him. That is the work that the Father needs from his believers.
Absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about the work of believers. Inkambo yethu siyazi kanjani ukuthi inkambo eseqinisweni? Kubonakala ngani ukuthi inkambo yethu iseqinisweni uChristu uJesu? Ibonakala ngani ukuthi inkambo yethu ikuChristu? And then also nokuthi sisahamba endleleni yeqiniso, endleleni yokuphila enguChristu. Sibona kanjani? And intsukuzana namhlanje mangabheka ingabe kusakhulunywa na ukuthi sibheke inkambo zethu nanamhlanje sokuyekiwe lokho kuyekiwe abantu abasayingeni ndabe ukuthi hey man hey masibheke inkambo zethu abasayingeni yena mitsamo ya rena ibyang isabontsha hore mo Kriste na mutsamayo wa nwana wa mudimu ke mutsamayo o mubyang heri tebella rena re reng re badumedi re tsamaya pila na Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also on that.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 0826572729.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Sipho ithingile theku and I'm looking at Romans 8 verse 1. Abantu abani bathanda kuyisebenzisa le mabazivikela, but it's very few uma ungeza abantu bayisebenzisa ukuthi babheke inkambo zabo. Ithi there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Yahusha, who do not walk who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. The spiritual walk is a walk according to the spirit and not according to the flesh. Sipho.
Wow, Mfundis, what a topic, and we thank God for this call and opportunity, Mfundis, come and pay and tonight. But as we serve the spirit God, remember, our God is a spirit. Those who worship him should worship in truth and in spirit. And what a powerful way to get to Mfundi, but we have to walk after the spirit, Mfundis. Remember, our walk, it's our path, it's our teaching of God's word. It's the pattern and behavior and the manner in which you see and the model is when people they talk about us, they should not talk about they must see the character of Christ. You should not even preach, but you have to walk the talk, you have to walk the preaching. We need to demonstrate the lifestyle is Gangulungu. According to Colossians chapter 1, Yeltandel verse 10, Libera and the Titan from the Subutis Nabantana Bangkulunku is the name of the Snaz Keeper, El Velezuin. Sometimes the Bantas Zondela, Intangai confundis, but let us sikhiphe siveze izwi lithike izwi lapha ku First Colossians chapter, Colossians chapter 1 verse 10 so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruits in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Ngilthanda mfundisi ngoba lithi asihambe njengokufanele ileyo enkosini, worthy of the Lord. Umntana kaNkulunkulu mfundisi kumele kubonakale impilo yami ngisasekudala ngingakakhona, ngangisontsha, ngangiganga, ngangidelela, lafika ivangeli 1998 waqala impilo entsha, engasatyontshi, engasaphila impilo yokuganga neyokubela, ngoba Christ now is now making me a new creature. Lempilo ebekade ngiyiphila, it must produce fruit. Athi uJesu, akukhani kukhanya kwethu phambi kwabantu, abantu babone imisebenzi yethu emihle bese bedumisa uNkulunkulu. In other words, uma uyikhola, our work should be seen by people. Asiyekeni le ndaba ukuthi anginandaba ukuthi abantu bathi cha, uthe uJesu thina sikukhanya kwezwe ukuze wasentabeni ongesitheke. Athi siwusawuti umhlaba, athi mali usawuti mali sekumoshekele ubusawuti babo pho yoyolisa ngathi. So you need to bear fruits ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Sezwini futhi mfundisi, ukuze bangasikwateli abalaleli abakhona abalalele. Ephesians chapter 5 uverse balalela sifunda verse 8 la ngesiZulu uthi ngokuba kade nangibumnyama kepha manje ningukhanya enkosini, hambani ngabantwana bokukhanya. Ngoba mshilo umfundisi kumele kubonakale impilo endala yobumnyama ikhombise ukuthi manje seyisukile, sokuvele impilo yokukhanya la ngasafuzanga umkhulu wami. Babambhenga ukuthi awukwatile ufuze umkhulu wakhe, inkambo endala leyo, inkambo entsha, sengifuza uKristu. Ngamanye amazwi, I embrace the mindset of Christ. In other words, mfundisi, ngenza leli vesi ukuthi ngiyahamba ngumntwana wokukhanya. Bese ngithanda lapha leli vesi elilandelayo kuyo le chapter, sifunde ngeivesi lapha ngasenza nsanyana uvesi, angithathe uvesi bani? Angithathe uvesi 16. Uthi lana, ngithengisisa isikhathi, verse 15, ngabo-ke bekisisani ukuthi nihamba kanjani, kungabi njengaba ngahlakaniphileyo kepha njengabahlakaniphile. Isikhathi, your redeeming time, ngoba iy'nsuku zini. Ngabo-ke ningabasaba iwulo. Ngifuna la mfundisi kuverse 18 elithi ningadakwa yiwayini. Amanye amazwi, umntana kaNkulunkulu akaphuzi utywala, inkambo leyo, uhambo.
Kankulunkulu
uthi umzimba wakhe uyithempeli kankulunkulu, la uNkulunkulu ehlala khona. Uma usaseyikhola uphuza utshwala, uverse 18 ka chapter 5 Ephesians uthi singasadakwa yiwayini. Ile bazalwana bathi hayi, kumele kube khona u-5% emzimbeni, lalela, asihambi ngu-5%, singadakwa yiwayini. Thanda uPaul makathi you no longer walk by sight but by faith. Uma singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu siyakholwa, asingaba amakholwa angakholwa. Yazi kubuhlungu kanjani ukufundisa abantu baye enkonzweni bayolalela izwi bese bangalendi. Athi uJesu, banjengabantu abakha indlu yabo phezu kwesihlabathi, makufika ikhukhula, ukuwa kwaleyo ndlu kuba kukhulu. So sihamba hayi ngokubona kodwa ngokukholwa. Okwesithathu engikufundile mfundisi ukuthi we walk in love. IBhayibheli mfundisi lithena izwe ngaphandle besibona ngothando ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ngamanye amazwi, abasiboni ngabothayi, ngey'moto, ngezindlu, ngemfundo, basibona ngothando. Yingakho mfundisi ngiyakuthanda lo, ngicabanga abazalwane bakunotice ukuthi every time makuqala ishow siyakhuluma uJabulani ngumfundisi uMotha nani, uyaluzwa lo thando likaNkulunkulu ukuthi noma singazalwa abazali ababodwa, but uthando likaKristu luyasembatha. We walk in love. And last thing, we walk in truth. We must speak the truth in love. Ngamanye amazwi, umuntu la kaNkulunkulu sikhuluma iqiniso mfundisi, siba ne-godly character in us. Asiba ngalabazalwana abahambe befuna fault finding kuma-believers. No. Kodwa kunalokho, we walk in love. Ethi iBhayibheli uthando lulusibekela, it covers the multitudes of sin. Yingakho kumele sibafundise abazali ukuthi our work is not to judge, but but it's to love each person so that as a pendu, umikola linga funu pendu gas. Fundi, yeglachwen wa pagad. Yingango, we are children of the light. We must walk in the newness of Christ. Eliti paipelu, when a person is ezala kabushangezwe uba isidalo sisho kudala bese kuyandlula eka bese kuvela okusho ngoba Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8 ugcina uthi we walk as the children of light the fellowship of Christ. In other words, uthando lwethu mfundisi lokuthanda abantu is sourced in Christ. We are rooted in Christ. Ngamanye amazwi lo thando sinalo luvela kuJesu. And any preaching njengoba ushilo ecaleni kusho ukuthi any doctrine, any preaching engekho Christ centered, efaka abafundisi, efaka amasiko, efaka iskimu ukuthi wena nabo level bani, hamba negroup bani bani, it is not the work of believers. Ukuthi sihlangene mfundisi la, masihlangene nge-maths, it's not the work of a believer. La sihlangene ngokristu. Our work should be centered in Christ, him alone, the Son of the living God.
Absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. What do you think the walk of believers should be like? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.